Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at the same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
It is Mount Holmes basketball to start this second quarter as they trail West Memphis 11-10. Lady Bombers with a chance to get the lead, their first lead on this possession. Here's Gilbert with it on the right wing. She's going to dribble down towards the low block, going up for the running jumper. No good, and the rebound is controlled by West Memphis, but they turn it over, and here's Kate Gilbert with the jumper. Good. That is West Memphis' fourth turnover of the night. And our first lead change this evening as Mountain Home is up 12-11 as we are 34 seconds into the second quarter. Jumper back on the other end for West Memphis. No good. Mountain Home comes up with a rebound. Back comes Addison Yates, throwing it down to Emily Payne in the right corner. Emily Payne, by the way, checked in. To Leah Jackson in the right corner. Now West Memphis comes up with a steal. That is Mountain Home's fifth turnover. Going back the other way for the layup was Jamie Golson. Good. Our second lead change as now West Memphis is back up 13-12, 6:56 left in the first half. Kate Gilbert into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbling on the left wing, going down to the corner, loses her footing and loses the ball in the process. West Memphis comes up with the steal. Back quickly comes Hazley, dribbling toward the right elbow, pulling up for the jumper, no good. Foreman gets the rebound, and she'll throw it out to Kate Gilbert, who's quickly back the other way, going to dribble down to the low block, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Kate Gilbert already with 10 points, and that's our third lead change this evening. As West Memphis is Mount Holmes up 14-13, 6:16 left in the first half. Ball's over on the right side with Bedford. Who checked in between quarters. Rihanna Bradford drilling to the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound for Golson. She drills out to the left wing. Throws it up top to Hazley. 6 minutes left in the half. A one-point Mountain Home lead. Hazley's just holding the ball. She hasn't even dribbled yet. Now she does. Now she'll throw it over on the right side to Bedford. Bedford will drill up to the top. Mounts home right now in a man-to-man. Ball goes to Golson, who drills to the top. Golson's going to drill to the left wing, trying to throw it down to on the low block. Ball was almost stolen, but West Memphis is going to come up with it. And now Hazley going into the lane. She can't get the layup, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 5.5 minutes left in the first half. Foul's on Kate Gilbert. That's her first personal. Second team foul against the Lady Bombers. First free throw for Hazley is up and in. So that's our second tie this evening. Emma Martin's going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Leah Jackson. That was Hazley's first point tonight. So Hazley with one more free throw. Second shot is up, and she gets both. So our fourth lead change this evening is now West Memphis is up 15-14, 5.5 minutes left in the half. A full court man-to-man for West Memphis. Kay Gilbert getting it into the front court. Dribbling on the left side, throws it up top to Foreman. Over on the right side to Martin. Down to Yates on the low block, and she's going to be fouled before any shot attempt. So Mount Holmes inbound on the baseline with 5:16 left in the half. That is on Anaya Dean as her first personal foul. First team foul against West Memphis here in the first half. Kate Gilbert will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Emma Martin on the right side. Now gives it back to Gilbert right there in the corner. Gilbert's going to drill out to the wing now. Now Gilbert will still dribble there on the wing. I thought she was looking to make a move toward the basket, but instead she will now dribble up to the top. Now ball goes over on the left side with Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles down, gives it to Martin in the left corner. Martin takes the screen, drills to the free throw line. It's going to pull up for the jumper. Will not go. Gilbert has the rebound. She'll be fouled. And Mount Holmes will inbound it once again underneath the basket with 4:49 left in the first half. A foul is on Jamie Golson. That's her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Blue Devils. So Kate Gilbert will inbound it once again. And Iodine takes a seat as she's replaced by Terica Inman, a 5'10 junior. Gilbert looking to get the ball in. And she does up top to Yates. Back, tries to throw it back to Gilbert, and she loses the handle, and West Memphis coming up with the steal. Pass was a little over her head. Now bounce, all comes up with the steal their own. Emma Martin is going to pick it off back on the other end of the floor. Now she will give it to Kate Gilbert, who walks it across the timeline and sets up the offense. Gilbert with it on the left wing. Takes a screen from Foreman. Gives it near the top Yates. Over to Payne on the right side. Payne will throw it up top to Foreman. Over on the left to Martin. Martin takes a screen from Foreman. Now gives it up top to Yates. Yates will drill toward the right. Gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to try for the long three. In and out. No good. And the rebound is controlled by the Lady Blue Devils. 15-14, West Memphis on top. By the way, another sub came in a little bit ago for West Memphis Packett. She's one of the freshmen that they just moved up. Ball's over near the top with Bedford. Mounts home in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Hazley on the left, right side. Down on the low block to Packett. Now down in the paint, it goes to Inman. She loses the handle of the ball. Now a jump ball is going to be called. And luckily for West Memphis, they have the possession arrow. 3:38 left in the first half. Lady Blue Devils will inbound it, leading 15-14. And now Sheila Burns is going to call West Memphis' first timeout. It'll be a short timeout. We'll break with 3:38 left in the first half. It is West Memphis leading Mountain Home 15-14. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, West Memphis taking their first time out of the night with 3:38 left in the first half. They will inbound it on the baseline, leading 15-14. It will be Hazley inbounding it up top to Golson. Now her pass almost knocked away, but Hazley's able to get it. Hazley will dribble up to the top. Throws over on the left side to Bedford. Bedford will drill down to the corner. Gives it there to Hazley. Hazley's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Rebound comes to Kate Gilbert. Back on the Lady Bombers with a chance to go back on top. 15-14, Lady Blue Devils leading. Gilbert dribbling on the right wing. Takes a screen from Yates. Now throws it up top to Foreman. Over to Payne in the left corner. Payne dribbles out to the wing. Gives it up top to Yates. Yates will drill to the right side. Throws it to Martin. Martin mishandles it at first, but is able to get it back. Now Yates has it there on the right side. Yates going to have to drill soon, or she may get the five-second count. Now she will drill up to the top. Gives it to Foreman on the right. Foreman will dribble up to the top. Gives it there to Martin. Martin will dribble to the right side. And she'll lose the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds. And that will be Mount Holmes' eighth turnover of the night. 2:47 left in this first half. Lady Blue Devils with it once again, leading by one. Ball goes over on the right side to Bedford. Now up top to Hazley. Over to Golson on the left. Now up top to Hazley. Hazley dribbles to the right elbow and gives it to Bradley. She loses the handle of the ball, and Yates comes up with the steal. And now she's going to be fouled from behind. Terica Inman picks up her first personal foul. That is the third team foul against West Memphis here in the first half. 2:27 left to play in this half. It is West Memphis leading 15-14. Gilbert will take the inbound pass, give it right back to Emma Martin. Full court man-to-man for the Lady Blue Devils. Martin across the timeline, throws it down to Payne in the right corner. She'll dribble out to the wing. An offensive foul. They're going to call an illegal screen on Aston Yates. That is Yates' second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home, and that is their ninth turnover tonight. Leah Jackson's going to check in for Aston Yates and for West Memphis. I'm sorry, I take it back. I thought West Memphis brought us up too. They didn't. 2:14 left in the half as Hazley's back in the front court for the Lady Blue Devils. Throws it over on the right side to Bedford. Back up top to Hazley. Over on the left to Golson. Looks like Mountain Home's back in a 2-3 zone. Now Hazley throws over on the right side to Bedford. Bedford will go cross court to Golson in the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And Foreman gets the rebound. She'll give it to Gilbert, who will bring it into the front court. 1:48 left in the half. Gilbert with on the left side. Dribbling up to the top. Now Gilbert goes to the right side. Tries to throw it to Foreman, but the pass was intercepted by Bradley. And she'll throw it into the front court to Bedford, who's going back the other way for the layup. No good, but she'll draw contact and head to the free throw line with a minute and a half left. Leah Jackson picks up her first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against Mountain Home. And that was their 10th turnover of the night. That's one thing Mountain Home's got to be a little more careful of. They are turning it over just a little bit too much right now. First free throw for Bedford is up and in. Janiyah Tucker checking back in, replacing Jamie Golson for the Lady Blue Devils. And Bedford's second free throw is up. And in and out, no good. She gets one of two. And the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Lady Bombers trail by two. Less than a minute and a half as Martin's into the front court. She's going to pull up for the three for the lead. Rolls around, will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Hazley. She's quickly back the other way. Dribbling down to the left elbow. Now goes out to the wing. Ball's up top with Tucker. Now Hazley on the left side. She's going to try the long three. Gets it. Hazley with her first field goal. She now has 5 points. And it's a five-point lead for West Memphis with less than a minute left of the half. Martin with it on the left wing, takes a screen from Foreman, dribbles up to the right elbow, now kicks out to Jackson in the right corner. Jackson takes a screen from Foreman. She's going to pull up for the three. I think it was partially blocked. And Hazley comes up with the ball. She tries to throw it to Tucker. And, wow, are they going to say she saved it in? Nope, they're not. So it's going to be Mount Holmes basketball with 38.6 seconds left on West Memphis' seventh turnover of the night. Martin walks the ball into the front court, 30 seconds left of the half. Now down to 20. Now she'll give it to Gilbert, who has it just inside the half-court line. Down to less than 10 seconds left now. Gilbert's going to drill down to the towards the free throw line. She's going to try to pull up for the jumper, and she gets it. Kate Gilbert with 12 points. And West Memphis tries one last heave at the buzzer. Will not go, and it will be a three-point lead at the break for the Lady Blue Devils. Our score at halftime, West Memphis leading Mountain Home 19-16. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
America is a great big country,
filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the Census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count.
Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Welcome to Burger Palace. What would you like today?
Yes, I'd like to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
This is Burger Palace. Do you want any food?
Yes, one palace party meal.
No, Limu, they won't put insects on a burger.
No, you can't talk to the manager.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.